Raise a glass to freedom, something they can never take away. This quote from the musical Hamilton is the essence of our founding fathers' vision for America. At the time of the Revolutionary War, the colonists didn't enjoy nearly as many freedoms as we do today. Taxation without representation, lack of right to free speech, and being forced to quarter soldiers in their homes were among the many grievances of the colonists. The creation of our country was not a simple process, and the differing views on what the ideal government would look like led to years of debate and trial and error. Uniting 13 colonies that were spread across a large area of land in a time where there was very little means of communication was difficult, but it eventually led to a government that still stands strong today. There were many ideas from the Founding Fathers on what America should look like. The Federalists wanted a strong central democracy where a federal government would have lots of control over the states, but the Anti-Federalists wanted more power to go to the states. Eventually, they compromised with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These documents are key in determining whether or not America is what our forefathers envisioned. They are based around three main principles: inherent rights, self-government, and separation of powers. One way the principle of self-government has been upheld is through the 17th Amendment. While direct election of senators may not be what the Founding Fathers had originally intended, it is a good example of the government designed to be able to adapt to further protect citizens' rights. Since the ratification of the U.S. Constitution, there have been 27 amendments added. These amendments are put in place to further protect the rights of citizens. This would be especially pleasing to the Anti-Federalists, who were worried about the rights of citizens being taken away if the federal government had too much power. Overall, I believe that the Federalists and Anti-Federalists alike would be pleased with the balance of power in our current government. An unexpected result of our growing nation has been the division. While there's been different views and political parties throughout history, the two main parties today are notably divided. The forefathers of our country wanted different opinions to be able to be expressed. That's why the First Amendment was created. However, there's a difference between expressing an opinion and using words to attempt to harm others. There's a substantial amount of disagreement between political parties, and citizens have allowed these disagreements to distract from the extraordinary amount of things that people have in common. The 13 colonies were united because they focused on what they had in common, a desire for freedom. Even though the people disagreed on other fronts, they never lost sight of their common goal. This is a concept that has been lost in today's society, and the Founding Fathers would be dissatisfied with this change. Besides just the government, it is clear that our society has come a long way since the founding of the country. There would likely be many mixed feelings between the Founding Fathers about the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 19th Amendments, but these amendments are examples of how the government should change with its society, an idea expressed in the Declaration of Independence. It is also unlikely that they imagined just how large and diverse America would become. Since the 13 states in 1776, there have been 37 states, 5 inhabited territories, and millions of square miles of land added to the country. The hopes of our forefathers of America were that every person would have equal opportunities that weren't limited by the government. While this idea was not expanded to minorities such as people of color and women at the time of America's founding, the government that the Founding Fathers had set up has allowed for ideas and values of our society to become a reality through the government. As George Washington once said, the basis of our political system is the right of the people to make and alter their constitutions of government. Over the course of more than 200 years, this idea has been carefully upheld, and the forefathers of America would be proud of that fact.